Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order at 5:02 PM.
Thank you. Roll call. Councilmember Kaplan will be absent. Councilmember Dickinson.
Here.
Councilmember Pluckiebaum.
Here.
Councilmember Maple.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Guerra will be absent. Councilmember Jennings.
Here.
Councilmember Vang.
Here.
Mayor McCarty will be absent. And then, excuse me, Vice Mayor Talamantes.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Wonderful. Councilmember Pluckiebaum, will you please lead us in the land acknowledgement?
Table. The original people of this land, the Nisenan, the Southern Maidu, Valley and Plains, Miwok, Patwin-Wintu peoples, and the people of the Wilton Rancheria, Sacramento's only federally recognized tribe. May we acknowledge and honor the Native people who came before us and still walk beside us today on these ancestral lands by choosing to gather together today in the active practice of acknowledgement and appreciation for Sacramento's Indigenous people's history, contribution, and lives. Thank you, and please join me in the pledge.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much for leading us. And moving along, we have two special presentations today, starting with Councilmember Vang on AAPI Heritage Month.
Thank you so much, Vice Mayor. Really appreciate it. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Today is the last Tuesday of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander History Month. And as many of you know, this month commemorates the history, the traditions, the resilience, the legacy, and the culture of our diverse Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Desi community here in Sacramento, in California, and across the United States. Today, I'm really proud and honored to represent, to present a resolution that really centers and uplifts our incredibly diverse community. In particular, for this month, I want to take this moment to recognize our Asian American community partners from the NorCal Stop the Hate Collaborative and our incredible city staff from our API Employee Resource Group. Right now, as many of you may know or may not know, Sacramento is home to over 500,000 residents, which Asian Americans, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, and Desi Americans make up about 20% of the Sacramento population. And it also includes over 6,000 small Asian American, Pacific Islander small businesses. When I came into office in 2020, in 2021, one of the very first city council resolution that I worked on and passed was a resolution actually condemning and combating racism and xenophobia and intolerance against Asian Americans and Pacific Islander. In particular, during that time, it was also the height of the pandemic, and many Asian Americans were targeted and scapegoat for COVID in particular. And since that resolution was passed in 2021, there has been incredible work done in our region with a strong collaborative working to really stop AAPI hate in this region and across the state. The NorCal Stop Hate Collaborative is actually formed with over 15 community-based organizations playing a critical role in Sacramento, in the county, in this region to address anti-Asian violence by raising awareness, and not just working in the Asian American Pacific Islander community, but also across different racial ethnic groups in our Black, Latino, Indigenous communities as well. And then I also want to take this moment to just list the 15 organizations. I think all of them were able to make it today, but we do have representative from the coalition. So ACC Senior Services, the Asian American Liberation Network, Asian American Studies Program at Cal State University, the APALA, Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance, our community partners Advocate of Little Saigon, CARE, Filipino Community in Sacramento Vicinity, the Florence Sacramento Valley Chapter of the Japanese American Citizen League, Hmong Innovating Politics, Hmong Youth and Parents United, Human Services, the Jakar Movement, My Sister's House, and Sierra Health Foundation. These are some of the critical Asian American organization that's really doing the hard work and the groundwork to stop the rise of anti-Asian hate here in the region. And then I also want to take this moment to highlight our amazing employees resource group as well. And today I believe, I see Ryan was in the audience, but wanted to also acknowledge Cassie. Actually in 2020, several city staff actually came together. It was Candace, Sally, and Ryan, and several API staff that came together during the pandemic pandemic to relaunch the Employees Resource Group, in particular because they felt that there was a need in the city to really hold a space for our API employees to provide networking opportunities, promote inclusion in the workforce, but also really just to have a space to hold conversations about our lived experiences, what they go through as Asian American and Pacific Islander employees, and what they experience. So I really want to take this moment to just center the collaborative and also center our incredible city staff doing this work. As I often share, nothing in the city can be done without our community partners and our incredible city staff. And so today's Asian American Pacific Islander resolution is really dedicated to all the community partners doing the hard work on the ground and to our API staff for holding a safe space for our employees here. So with that, I would love to invite Juji to come up from Hmong Youth Parents United, and also Josh from the Florin JACL Sacramento. And I also see Moise here from AALN too. So y'all can just come up as a collaborative, and we'll love you to, you know, say a few words. And then Ryan, I don't know if Cassie's in the audience, but we'll love you to, is she in the audience? Oh, there you are, hi! To come up as well, and I'd love for the collaborative and our API ERG group to say a few words. Don't be shy, come up.
Good evening, council members and city staff. Thank you for having me here today. My name is Duji Chang, Director of Programs for Hmong Youth and Parents United. On behalf of HIPU and the NorCal Stop the Hate Collaborative, I want to thank you for this recognition. We are proud to reflect on the collective impact we made since the collaborative's inception in 2020. It's important to remember that the NorCal Stop the Hate Collaborative was instrumental in creating the statewide Stop the Hate initiative in California. What began as a regional effort to confront anti-Asian violence has grown into a broader movement to address all forms of hate impacting our communities. And in today's climate, where racialized violence and social division continue to rise, this work is more important than ever. Despite our progress, we continue to face challenges in the lack of consistent media attention on hate crimes and incidents impacting our communities. These harms often go unnoticed and unaddressed, reinforcing cycles of silence and invisibility. We also urge more intentional consultation and partnerships from our local leaders, our elected officials, and law enforcement, ensuring that our communities are not only acknowledged, but actively engaged in the design of policies and responses that affect our safety and well-being. So thank you so much, and I look forward to working with all of you again and again.
Good afternoon. My name is Josh Kaizuka. I am the co-president of the Florin chapter of the Japanese American Citizens League. Some of you I know. And I want to thank all the council members for inviting us today, especially Council Member Mai Bang. I can tell you that our work in the community has been going on for a long time, prior to the formation of Stop the Hate, NorCal Stop the Hate. But when the pandemic happened, the increase in anti-Asian hate, not just crimes but incidents that go unreported, was increasing. As maybe some of you remember, the first real incident that occurred in Sacramento during the pandemic was the attack on an Asian-owned butcher shop. The only council member that actually came out to speak out against this was Council Member Mai Vang. Really appreciated that. And I think those are the kind of things that happened to form our collective. And the coalition has, I think each organization has worked very hard in their own specific way to address incidents of hate violence against Asian Americans, but also expanded to help those in the community that are being targeted beyond our community itself. Really appreciate the opportunity to thank the council members and hope that there's an aye vote for this resolution. And again, thank you very much.
Good evening, Council. I don't have prepared remarks. I'm newly representing the Asian American Liberation Network, and I think just want to take the opportunity to thank Councilmember Mai Vang's office for extending the invitation to co-create this resolution, and also would be remiss to mention the city's Racial Equity Alliance and the work that group is doing. And thank you.
Thank you so much. Cassie and Ryan.
Good evening, council members. I'm going to ask Ryan to be here next to me, and also my core committee or a chair. We have some chairs here, Steve Adagagi from the city attorney's office, Ryan from the Department of Utilities. Don't be shy. Jason Chong from the Convention Center, Sabrina Theth from the Economic Development. And we're just a small portion here, but we represent over we represent the 12% of the Asian Pacific Islander employee workforce that is here in the city. And you can see that there's a representation of all our employees from all different departments. And this month is, as you know, Asian Pacific Islander Month, and we're here to thank you, because we were able to honor culture, traditions, and our history and achievements of the AAPI community as and our employees, and we appreciate the ongoing support from all our council members, our interim city manager, and our managers, and our various departments that support and allow us to share the space with other employees. This month, we were able to highlight the contribution of our Japanese community, the art and history of origami, the Japanese folk dance, the movement to reclaim Sacramento's Japantown, and the artists at the mural honoring the historic Japantown. And one of the things that our goal is not only that we create this space for belonging, but we also create a space for to share these stories. We have a big project, or a docuseries, that we had started, and we are gathering the stories from our city employees and also those that served previously in the city. And it's just a story about Sacramento. It's a story about us, employees and the city and our community. And we're thankful for each one of you for supporting this employee ERG. And we hope that you would celebrate this and remember us next year and come join us when we're out there sharing our culture and traditions as we do every year. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Cassie. If I can have the collaborative and the API ERG come up to the front, we'll take a quick photo.
Two, three. Yeah. Okay, then one more. Awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Samantha can provide it outside. Yeah. Okay, so next up, I'm presenting a resolution for someone really special to me, who I call a friend here at the City of Sacramento. This resolution is for Fidelia Sparky Harris, who is retiring from the City of Sacramento. So a round of applause, everybody, for him. So
I first met Sparky when I was a chief of staff, and I don't know, when you're a staff person that becomes a council member, the relationships I have with people at the city of Sacramento are just unique, because there are people that I just pick up the phone and call, and I still do all the time. Or sometimes when he's outside taking meetings, I interrupt his Zooms, and I like want to chime in and say hello. And well, it's city staff, sometimes I do, and when it's other people, I don't. But Sparky has dedicated 24 years of his life here to the city of Sacramento and the people of Sacramento. And in District 3, he has hosted so many community town halls, has met with so many of the community organizations, brought EV charging station to our South Tumbas Community Center, and I think that everyone in Sacramento just knows him as Sparky. Recently, you know, I had my chief of staff say, hey, I was like, I need to meet with Sparky. She was on Microsoft Outlook looking for Sparky and could not find him. And I'm like, no, it's not Sparky, it's Fidelia. She's like, oh, got it. Everyone keeps talking about this Sparky and I couldn't find him. I looked everywhere. But I mean, I think that just goes to show just like how just passionate you are as a public servant to the people of Sacramento on transportation, on equity, on mobility, on everything that you do and that you're an expert on, that people just feel so comfortable to pick up the phone and call you. At one point, I think in my life too, I asked like, oh, who's the supervisor of Sparky's department? And I was like, there's no supervisor of Sparky. Sparky is Sparky. And so I was like, duly noted. And I think that was one of my first things that I had heard about you. And obviously I've done a lot of work with him on the Truxell Bridge. And when I was watching the council meetings of 12 years ago when we recently had it come to council, he was having one of his first presentations. And he starts off with his name, and then 12 years later, he still was on the podium, same spill. And so finally we're here. But I just wanted to do this resolution for you. And we have Congressman Barra, Ami Barra, who is also a big fan of you, who submitted a video that your team is going to be watching, showing us right now as a special surprise. And then I'll open it up to the council members who are in the queue, ready to talk about you. And I know you're going to hate every bit of it.
I want to congratulate Sparky and Michelle. Sparky, you're retiring. I wish I could be there. Obviously, I'm here at the airport getting ready to fly out, but I wanted to record a quick video. Thank you for your service to our community. Thank you for everything that you did for the city of Sacramento. It's been fantastic working with you. And congratulations to your daughter, Kennedy, who's getting married soon. I think next Saturday. So congratulations. Be well.
All right. So first up, we have Councilmember Dickinson.
Well, thanks, Vice Mayor. I can't remember when Sparky and I first met, but it's a few years ago, a few times around the track together, and we have had a long-standing and great relationship, arguing about transportation projects over the years. I've always appreciated enormously his professionalism, his expertise, his diligence, and his passion for the job. Last week, we got to celebrate Sparky in North Sacramento in District 2 with a project. I got to believe it was the capstone of your career.
Councilmember, can I pause you for a second? Sparky, I think you got to come to the podium and listen to this. Sorry, not sorry.
Got to take the incoming at close range. But Sparky led the effort for the city to get a state grant that allowed us to redo a number of alleyways in the Dixie Ann neighborhood, and they are a real testament to community participation, which underscored everything that Sparky has brought to the job. They have art incorporated into them, so they expand our art and public places focus built into the fabric of the city. And perhaps the best part was there is a 20-minute documentary that was made about this project. So we not only turned some alleyways from not being the most desirable, attractive places in the city and to real showpieces. That was thanks to Sparky. We had a gathering last week in North Sacramento to premiere, the world premiere of the documentary, but also to fet Sparky, and he more than deserved it. So I know there's a little bit of mixed feelings for those of us who've worked with you over the years. Happy for you to move on to the next stage in your life, but a tinge of sorrow that we won't get the chance to work with you on a regular basis on the projects that you've been such a huge part of for the city and more importantly for the community. Thanks, Sparky.
We have Council Member Pluckybaum.
My usual fashion, I've prepared a very long speech. We could talk a lot about your professional accomplishments, but I think all of us understand at the end of the day, the bridges and the roads and everything else don't hug us, don't console us when we're sad. And I think the relationships you've built will stand the test of time, even beyond the duration of some of the very impressive projects you've accomplished. There's no better example of this than the hearing we had on the Truxell Bridge recently, where no matter where people were on the position, every single one of them came up and said how great you were and how fair and honest a broker you were as a representative of the city and making sure that everyone had a level playing field. I don't know that there's a higher compliment that can be given. Isaac did an interview the other day and must have mentioned your name, half a dozen times. I think the love that the community has and is going to continue to show for you and the respect for you and you as a person and the work you've done is unparalleled. And so thank you for everything you've done for the city and for the example that you set for the rest of us about how to be a good public servant.
Thank you. Councilmember Jennings.
So I want to say ditto to everything that's been said already, and I won't repeat those things. So I want to give you my version of my poem for you. Okay, you ready?
Let's go.
May you always be proud of the person that you are. May you always be pleased with the work that you have done. May you always know the difference that you've made in the lives of everybody that you've touched along the way. May you never question or underestimate the lives that you've touched. On your 24-hour journey here at the City of Sacramento, you are truly a difference maker. And everybody who knows you, everybody whose path you cross, has been blessed by your presence and by your work. And so I just wanna always let you know we love you. We're going to miss you. We wish you weren't going, but we know you got to go.
Now, I know you have a few loved ones in the audience. I don't know if you want them to stand up, and then feel free to say a few words.
That's going to be a part of my little presentation. When have I come up here and not given a PowerPoint slide? Is it possible to get the overhead? Yeah. All right, so first of all, Fidelia Bailey Harris, the third for the record, better known as Sparky. Might be the last time I do it, but it still feels really good. Vice Mayor, thank you so much for those opening comments. And it's funny that you mentioned that your staff couldn't find me on the report, because that's what I wanted to do a little PSA about today, if I could. So, I don't know if you can see this. These are called Mongolian spots. And it is a very common condition for melanated folks like myself when they're first born. It's not an issue. It's just basically melanin before it spreads out all over your body, right? This is Sparky the Fire Dog. When I was born, I had these Mongolian spots, and my dear grandmother Teenie, my grandma Teenie, said, yeah, he looks just like a Sparky dog. That's where it came from. So maybe now I don't have to tell the story over and over and over again. As to, Sparky, where did that come from? I did not make it up. My friends did not give it to me. It was my grandmother at birth, and trust me, we all have nicknames, and mine wasn't the worst. So, yeah, just wanted to start off with that. I'm going to keep it brief. You all know how passionate I am about the things that I do, and, you know, one of the goals was, my personal goals, was just to make a difference in the built environment where I live, work, and play so that my friends and family can enjoy that and hopefully make a little bit of a difference in my city. But honestly, it's these two over here. This is my wife, Michelle, is waving. And next to her is my mom, Betty. And honestly, when you boil it down to brass tacks, the reason I do everything is, number one, to make this woman on the right proud of me. She raised my brother and I by herself. We didn't have a lot, but we always had enough. And I was always raised in a household that was full of love and had no fear. So I can't thank her enough for that. And she's one of the reasons why I am here and what I do. And then my wife, one of my goals is to make her not regret choosing to marry me. 29 years ago, we just celebrated our 29th anniversary the weekend before last. And hopefully, a little bit of this is a testament to what I've done on her behalf, so that we could raise a family together. And I think we did all right. As the congressman mentioned, which was kind of a surprise, our oldest daughter is getting married on Saturday. And our youngest is halfway through med school, so I think we did all right. That's all I really wanted to say. All of you, it's been an honor to work for and with all of you and those who sat in these seats before you, to my public works family, my planning family, parking, pretty much all of the divisions and departments. I'm gonna miss everybody every day, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm well-trenched in Midtown. You may see me in some other capacities, but I am down for Sacramento, so I'm not going anywhere. So, thank you.
Literally the airport, I got you. You're only 45 years old. That's amazing.
Okay, so we're moving along to the consent calendar. Are there any items that members wish to pull comment on? Okay, Councilmember Dickinson.
I just have a question or two on item two and a quick comment on item eight.
Okay. Seeing no one else punched up to speak, item number two.
Oh, someone here from who can respond to a question?
The Vision Zero, item two.
Hi, Ophelia Avalos, Engineering Services Division Manager.
Luke Fusen, Senior Engineer.
Thanks, both of you, and for the exchange earlier in the day. My question actually is, this is approval of preliminary engineering for phase two,
right,
as I understand it. Do you have an expectation about how long it will be before we're in a position to go out and look at other schools as phase three and beyond? Do you have any sense of that, of timing?
So I'm going to defer that question to our transportation planning group.
Oh, here,
who
okay.
Actually did, okay. Yes, who actually performed the studies, and then they pass them on to engineering services so we could do final design.
Okay, here comes
Jennifer Donlin-Wyant, Division Manager for Mobility and Sustainability. Councilmember Dickinson, we did a single study in 2018, 2019 with a one-time set of funds to look at up to 20 schools. We do not have additional funding to expand that at this time. However, as funding opportunities arise, we'll always look at schools, school access, and school safety.
Okay, and you and I have talked about the Safe Routes to School grants aren't around anymore, but what struck me about this was that the criteria of collisions within a quarter mile and some sort of geographic distribution misses a lot of schools that I can see in, especially in the district I represent, that don't even have any sidewalks, don't have crosswalks. I mean, it's not about collisions. It's just about any kind of safe way to get to school, to and from school, and so. So it seemed to me, I don't want to do anything to delay this in any way, but that if there was another shot at this, thinking about conceptualizing it slightly differently. So
absolutely. This funding was specifically looking at safety. However, our Streets for People plan that we're wrapping up right now and hope to bring to council in the coming months for approval look citywide at active transportation improvements for walking and bicycling, and looked at every sidewalk gap that we have. And then what we'll do is, in that plan, I'll have a set of recommendations. So intersection improvements, sidewalks where we don't have any, bikeways where we don't have any. And once council approves that plan, it will be vetted through the transportation priorities matrix with five values for how we invest our transportation investments. And then those top projects will be the most eligible for grant funding as we move forward. So we could see another set of schools coming too, but we also look at schools holistically. We have a corridor project on Norwood right now that has a number of schools and schools immediately adjacent, sidewalk gaps, families with limited car access. So we are continually looking at it just in different ways.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm just, but you know, speaking of schools on Norwood, when you get out to Robla, for example, you've got some schools on very narrow streets, no sidewalks. I mean, and a lot of truck traffic mixed in. Just as some examples, so
we're going to be looking at that.
Those are ones I hope are in the universe.
They are,
among others.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And then for item number 8.
Yeah, I just wanted to thanks. I just wanted to say, express my thanks to Stacy and the parking management team for this item, specifically with respect to the west side of Auburn Boulevard in North Sacramento, where we've had a very unsafe situation over time, and I think this is going to be an important step to help improve those conditions. There's work yet to be done, but this is a big step in the right direction. So I just wanted to express my thanks in that regard.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, and we have one member of the public signed up to speak.
Thank you. Danielle Foster speaking on item 7.
Good evening, Vice Mayor and Council. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. Danielle Foster, I'm here as the Executive Director for the Capital Area Development Authority, one of your JPAs, CADA. I just wanted to say thank you to the city, city staff, Councilmember Pluckybaum, for the vision and this partnership. This is a creative collaboration between the city, the YMCA, and CADA to address the need for affordable, accessible space for our creative economy. And we're really excited about it. It will provide affordable access to aspiring and existing musicians in a musician maker space downtown at 8th and O, regardless of age or income or any other barriers that might get in the way of people accessing music. So really excited, thank you, and appreciate your support.
I'll move the consent calendar.
Wonderful.
Second.
Wonderful. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Noes? Abstentions? Seeing none. Moving along to public hearings. Item number 12. Power and Road Maintenance District.
Good evening, Vice Mayor Talamantes and council members. Good to be with you this evening. Sini Moxini with the Finance Department. The item before you is the annual public hearing for the Power and Road Maintenance District.
And Sini, we have Council Member
Adam, Vice Mayor, I'd like to move that we waive the hearing. Waive presentation, sorry, that's what I meant.
Okay.
And open and close the public hearing.
Sure.
Move the item after public comment.
Do we have a second? Second, Councilmember Pluckybaum. And is there anyone signed up to speak on this item?
I have no one signed up to speak on this item. Did you have any to read to the record?
Yeah, so the next item is 13. I have the Village Garden.
Let's
and there's
and
also
vote.
Two other items.
Let's go ahead and vote
on
this.
We'll do item number 12,
right.
And then on the next one, we can
Perfect.
Just make sure to read anything that you need to the record right after your name.
Perfect.
And then we'll be good to go. Okay, so there's no member signed up to speak. So everybody in support, please say aye.
Aye.
Abstentions? Noes? Okay. Seeing none. Moving on to item number 13.
Item 13 is the Village Garden Landscape Maintenance District, and we're here for the annual public hearing, just as we were for the Power End, so.
All right. Madam Vice Mayor, I would like to move that we open and close the public hearing, move the item, and should there be no public comment, move forward.
Second. There's a second, and there's no public comment, so please, everybody in support, say aye.
Aye.
Abstentions? Noes? Seeing none. Motion carries. And item number 14. That's Jessica. Or can you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Please read anything into the record.
Thank you. Hi, Eric Frederick with the Finance Department. Good evening. This item is the annual public hearing for the Neighborhood Lighting District.
Okay. I have no public comment on this item.
I'll move to close the public hearing and adopt the resolution.
Waves.
So the hearing was opened and closed by Councilmember Dickinson?
Yep.
Second. Second by Pluckybaum. No public comment?
Correct.
Okay. Everybody in support, please say aye.
Aye.
Abstentions? Noes? Seeing none, motion carries. Item number 15.
Thank you. This last one is the annual public hearing for the Neighborhood Landscaping District.
Madam Vice Mayor, I move that we waive presentation, open and close the public hearing, and move the item. Bearing no public comment.
Second.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. No public comment? Correct. All right, everybody in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstentions? Noes? Seeing none, motion carries.
Thank you.
And information items. We're good. And is there public comment for matters not on the agenda?
Yes, I do have speakers on that. First is Lorenzo Powell, then Marty Chima. And I have seven speakers for matters not on the agenda.
Good evening, council members. I'm here to introduce to you former amateur boxing standout and now 4-0 as a professional, Lorenzo Golden One Powell, standing on my left, and my partner, Andre Galligan. This young man was a Sac High graduate with 3.83 grade point average throughout high school, grew up in Green Haven, Freeport area, great human being. I've been training him 11 years now. The three of us have opened up G1 Promotions, and his first two fights were under another promotion. Now they're under our own promotion, and the last two shows were in Stockton. But this kid, Sacramento's a boxing city, has a big history of boxing, and this young man, I'm guaranteeing, will bring a championship back to Sacramento. So we need the city of Sacramento behind us. The resources of the city of Sacramento, the council members, the people of Sacramento. And that's what we're here for, to throw our next show here in Sacramento. One day this kid will sell out the Golden One Arena. He's been in the ring with stars like Devin Haney, Shakur Stevenson, Virgil Ortiz, and this kid hasn't lost a round. So that's what we're here for. We plan on throwing two or three shows in Sacramento throughout per year and build them up to where he brings the championship back here, world title. I'd like to thank you guys for your time. I'm going to let Lorenzo speak and introduce himself. You guys will see this kid is just a great human being, and I hope that this gets the city, is a spark to get the city of Sacramento behind him. Thank you.
Hello, City Council and staff members. First and foremost, I would like to say thank you for allowing me to stand here in front of you today. My name is Lorenzo Powell. I'm a professional boxer with 4 wins, 0 losses. July 1st of 2014, I started boxing. I walked into Coach's gym. I was a football, basketball star. Didn't know one thing about boxing. But the first day, I knew it was a feeling that went through my body. It was something I have to give a shout out. Throughout my amateur career, I finished my amateur career with 72 wins with only 12 losses. I represented Team USA. I became ranked number one in the U.S. in 2017. I held my number one position all the way from 2017 to 2022. I am a young man filled with integrity, ambition, and respect, and a great example of that I've not only shown through boxing, but also outside of the ring. On October 21st, 2021, I returned a stolen purse that was stolen from a 96-year-old lady. It had a little over $3,000 in it. At the time, I could have used the money, but I was always taught from my elders, my family, and also Coach Marty to always do the right thing. So as I mentioned earlier, I stand here in front of you today because it would be an honor to get the City of Sacramento council members behind me, and I would love to bring boxing back to Sacramento. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Our next speaker is Christina Rogers, then Karen Kay.
Thank you. And if you want to stick around after the council meeting, I'm sure council members would like to say hi. We just can't comment on the dais.
Good evening, City Council. In 2024, city data shows police calls for service were 3,559,378. The population for last year was, 526,384. And our population's already increased by 570 people for 2025. So I want to say thank you, City Council, for supporting law enforcement with this budget season. The majority of Sacramento citizens want to know when they call for help that there's a robust PD available to respond quickly. And we all know that Sacramento's a little different from other cities. We're the state capital, so there are extra needs for a robust presence. There are rallies and protests of some kind in our city almost every week. And so for a city our size, even though we should have 1,000 sworn officers, we only have 639 sworn police officers. So they will be using that overtime this year. So you're saving the police overtime is a very big deal to me, and I appreciate it. It will help with their dreams to make Sacramento a more livable and vibrant city. There's still much to do. Broadway local businesses still suffer from break-ins and frequent broken glass. The public housing off Broadway continues to experience shootings. I've seen campsites and drug needles on the ground near my home and in our park. And Sacramento is still a hub for human trafficking, but the outlook is not bleak. We want Sacramento to be a place where people feel safe downtown and local businesses thrive. And that begins with foundational services like law enforcement and maintenance and proper care of our parks. So if people learn to trust that they'll be safe when they come here and they can enjoy themselves, they'll begin to come more often. And the city's reward will be the revenue that's generated from it. So thank you very much. I look forward to this coming year.
Thank you for your comments. Karen Kay. Then Jeanette Mayek, then Tino Denaro Sessoms.
Good evening. I'd like to address recent discussions around the Sacramento Police Department staffing and budget. Several articles in the Sacramento Bee have highlighted budgeted vacancies and overtime within the department. While I do not subscribe to the Bee, these articles are widely shared on social media, making them accessible to the public and free. What stands out most are not the articles themselves, but the overwhelming public response in the comment sections, responses that consistently express strong support for the police department, its use of overtime, and the need for full funding to address crime effectively. Recently, a poll posted on the social platform Next Door posed the question, should Sacramento reduce police funding and redirect those resources to social services and mental health teams? That post received over 140 comments. That's a lot for Next Door, with the vast majority answering with the clear and resounding no. Many residents commented with sentiments such as, do not cut the police budget, absolutely not, and we need to support and properly fund the police. It's clear that many in our community are growing weary of the negative rhetoric that does not reflect their experiences or values. People want balanced and constructive dialogue, one that acknowledges the critical role our officers play and the public's strong support for them. Finally, when city leaders publicly affirm their support for law enforcement, it positively impacts recruitment and retention. Officers are more likely to serve and stay in communities that visibly and vocally stand behind them. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Jeanette. Following Jeanette is Tio Denaro Sessoms, then Kira Dismukes, and Warren Birchfield.
Oh, I'm really nervous. Thank you for allowing me to speak upon some concerns for my sister and some other residents inside the Hotel Berry. To city council members, I am writing to bring you to bring to your attention several ongoing concerns at the Hotel Berry located at 729 L Street, and that are negatively impacting the residents that live there and surrounding community. This includes poor living conditions. Many residents are reporting unsafe, unsanitary conditions, lack of maintenance, and pest infestations. Lack of accountability. Management has been unresponsive to complaints, and residents feel that their concerns are routinely ignored and dismissed. Safety concerns. There has been repeat incidents of violence, drug activity, and inadequate security on premises. There's health and mental health neglect, vulnerable individuals, including those with disabilities or mental challenges, are not receiving appropriate support or referrals with these issues, creating an environment that's not only unsafe but an inhumane. Immediate action is needed and to ensure the well-being of the residents and the safety of our community. I urge and ask City Council to investigate these matters and hopefully work through some relevant agencies to implement urgent reforms. The infestation of the rodents are horrible. I go over there every night to help my sister, you know, maintain them getting into her food. It's really a lot. I'm sorry. It's just a lot of infestation of bed bugs and the cockroaches, and management's been notified and haven't been anything done about it. And then I don't have enough time to talk. Maybe I'll come back on your next meeting for the SHR.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you very much.
And if it's okay, we have your information. We're going to have someone from the City of Sacramento.
Okay, yeah, I can make sure I write it down to correct.
We've got it, yes. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Next speaker is Tio.
Thank you. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. My name is Theo Sessoms. Winning souls, changing lives, and helping people is the motto for my church. But I'm going to share with you how that applies in all of our day-to-day lives. Miracle University is a charter school that targets the city's dropouts. Sacramento has 2,000 of them that Miracle University has their sights on. In order to know the importance of not allowing those 2,000 to drop out, one must know my story. I grew up a screw-up. 4 elementary schools, 2 middle schools, and 4 high schools. I'm a dropout. My journey after was prison. 18 years. From the age of 19 years young, I'm a part of the resilience, though. I came home, went to school, graduated from SCC, ARC, and CRC all on the same day. And I just graduated from Sac State 2 weeks ago. Had MU existed in the 90s, it would have saved us. But we are here now to save those coming up. What I ask is, we are asking for Miracle University to have the support of the City of Sacramento to help go after the 2,000 dropouts. I have with me one of our first graduates for Miracle University. She's here to speak her piece. And I have 40 seconds left, so my pastor always says to pray for your leaders. He says you don't talk down on them, you always pray for them. Whether it's the mayor, the councilman, the president even, he even says you speak blessings upon them. So. With all due respect for anyone that has a different religion than mine, I still bring peace to you. So in the name of Jesus, I sincerely speak peace, blessings, and prosperity upon every single one of you. I speak it upon your children, and I speak it upon your children's friends, because you just never know who your children's friends are. They could be a part of the 2,000. And so in regards to that, in Jesus' name I speak, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Kira?
How y'all doing, everybody? I just wanted to come up here and represent Miracle University. I'm speaking as a graduate. I just found out that I graduated from high school, and now I'm going to North State University for dental and medicine. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Earlier, I cried today when I found out that I graduated because I was in a position where I didn't think that I was gonna make it. Being around the people that I was with and in the situations that I was put in growing up, I never thought that I would have a chance. I never thought that I would make it past the age 18. I never thought that I would have a high school diploma. Everything that's happened to me, I'm thankful for because it's been a motivation to me. Dr. Raja is my mentor, also with Coach Tamara, a part of Miracle University, and they have been with me since I was a freshman, sophomore, and they never gave up on me. Every school that I've been to, it's always been a teacher that's just given up, didn't have enough courage for everybody in the classroom. You know, I get that it's 30-something kids in the classroom, and it's not enough teachers to go around, but sometimes everybody needs their, you know, everybody needs help, you know, and it's like, you can't just say, well, I'll help this certain amount of kids and it's okay because they don't want to be part of it. It's not that they don't want to be part of it. Some kids have a lot of things going on at home. They don't have the motivation for it. They don't have the courage. Some kids grow up where they get told that they're stupid and retarded and that they don't have nothing. in life that they're not going to be nothing. People grow up in a household where there's no motivation, and a lot of people don't understand that. You know, you get looked at, and it's just like, well, that's how she wanted her life, and that's how she's going to do it. I don't believe in that. And I'm standing here saying it today that I'm proof and shown that I can do it, and everybody else can.
Amen.
Thank you for your comments. Warren Birchfield is our final speaker.
Hello, City Council. Please forgive me, I'm not prepared, and this is my first time attending a meeting. I am a skateboarder. My understanding is that you guys are removing the public hours of 28th and B Park in the future. No? I have no complaints. Thank you.
Vice Mayor, I have no more speakers.
Okay. Councilmember comments, AB1234 reports. Councilmember Bang.
Thanks, Vice Mayor. Just a few announcements. This Saturday is the Susan B. Anthony Elementary Multicultural Fair, which is happening in the Detroit community, encouraging folks to join us from 10 to 4 o'clock. There's going to be food, cultural performances, a variety of unique products and traditional performances, Hmong dances, and this is a family fun event, so encouraging folks to come out and join us this Saturday. And then also just wanted to let you all know that next Saturday, June 7th, from 10 to 1, is the 30th anniversary of the Meadowview Community Center, also known as the Sam and Bonnie Pinnell Community Center. It's from 10 to 1 o'clock with live music, community resources, food, activities for all ages, so encouraging folks to come out to that. And then just wanted to also put a plug in for State of District 8. The community annual event is on June 28th from 10 to 12. And this year, the theme is We Got Us, the Power of Community. We're also, we have open nomination as well during our State of District 8. We usually acknowledge an amazing artist, community leader, community organization, an educator, a neighborhood association, small business, and youth leader of the year. So we have 8 awards total that we give out to community folks. So just wanted to put a plug in that nominations are still open, and we're looking forward to the State of District 8 on June 28th.
Thank you so much. Councilmember Dickinson.
Thanks. A couple of events coming up on Saturday of note. The first is a cleanup on the Sacramento Northern Bike Trail, community cleanup from 9 to noon. Folks are going to be meeting around Las Palmas and the bike trail. These are great efforts to keep the bike trail enjoyable and safe for everybody. So it's a good time, good people, and great accomplishment. So I encourage all to come out and join us for that. And secondly, at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for the grand opening of the Mama Marks Park splash pad. And I can't tell you how excited we all are that we have the splash pad ready to debut. The truth is, actually, you could sneak out there and take advantage of it already. I wanted to extend my thanks to both the YPCE staff and the SHRA staff for getting this to completion. I've already been out there and seen kids and families having a great time. So come join us and celebrate.
Thanks. Awesome. Thank you so much. Councilmember Jennings.
Thank you so much. There's a thing called the Curtis Fest. Raise your hand if you've heard of Curtis Fest. Okay, I got one. That's good. All right, so the rest of you are going to know about it now, because I want you to come out and enjoy an incredible, fantastic day with family and friends at the Curtis Fest this Saturday, June the 1st, in the beautiful Curtis Park. It'll take place from 10 o'clock a.m. to 4 p.m. You can browse a wide variety of handmade goods and unique gifts from the local vendors. Your kids can explore the magic of fairyland filled with incredibly fun activities. And there's live music from our local bands. Even the food trucks, you can grab a bite from the delicious lineup of food trucks that we have. So don't miss out on this lively day of shopping, food, music, and family fun. I hope to see you there. And once again, that is June the 1st, Sunday, June the 1st, Curtis Park from 10 to 4 p.m. And then the event that you've all been waiting for, District 7 Pocket Parade.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Get ready for those flags, to wave those flags and celebrate. 4th of July is right around the corner. We're gearing up for an epic celebration. Registration is open and spots are filling up fast, so make sure you register before the deadline of June 22nd. If you're not participating in the parade, no problem. You can join us for a fun-filled day with the floats and the endless fun for the whole family. The parade starts at 10 a.m. sharp. And if I went too fast for any of you, you can call us in our office at 808-7007, or you can check out our Facebook page, a Facebook and Instagram page, okay? Or you can stay after the meeting and talk to me, and I'll tell you this all over again. All right? Thanks a lot.
It's a pretty fun parade.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely. I thought you were going to say, stay for the trucks and the such. And yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, that's the next one.
That's
okay.
Next week.
City Manager Lainey Milstein.
Great, thank you. I just want to remind everybody that we have the Pride flag raising at noon on Wednesday. So hopefully we'll see you there.
I'll be there. All right, and with that, this meeting's adjourned at 6:02 p.m.